Good morning. We are Tafesh Samach Zayin. We're starting to get into the Hilchos Hashmini Atzeres. Sukkah v'Noyah Asurim Gam B'Shmini. It's a Chutzaretz. Oh, sorry, in Eretz Yisrael, the Sukkah, and it's, you know, if you have, again, if you had the hanging fruit or wine or whatever it is, it's also to eat also on Yom Hashmini. Because unlike Lulav and unlike the Esrog was Motor, because the Esrog, the mitzvah was finished in the morning. Just, it was Huxa for Shivas Yamim, so therefore, when Shkia hit, it stops. Sukkah and Noya is, the issue is, it's also, the mitzvah is until, you know, until Bein HaShemashah. So the person decides, you know, he needs a sandwich, Bein HaShemashah, so he would have to, it's a shiloh that he would need to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, until that point in Bein HaShemashos, which was a suffix, it's huktza. So therefore, migos kotzayel Bein HaShemashos kotzayel kol yoma, and therefore it's muktza the whole Shemini Atzeres. Hashem Simchas Torah. Uvuchutz aretz she'oisim shnei yamim tovim in chutzaretz they do two yamim tovim. Also gam b'tshirit also who shu suffix Shemini. Because for the same idea that in Shemini Atzeres until Bein HaShemashos you have to sit in the sukkah or to eat, and for the same reason. In Chol Shabbos Motzei Yom Tov Ba'achron Shel Chag, if Shabbos is Chal on Motzei Yom Tov Ba'achron Shel Chag, if Noagin Shelo Yistapek B'Noy Sukkah Motzei Shabbos, if Shabbos is Chal, let's say Simchas Torah is Erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos. So therefore, then Nogin shall be stopped when they suck up until Shabbos. Yesh Matirin, because you're going straight, you're going into, it's going into Shabbos, and therefore it's a din of Hachana Mamela, which is Meyontav to Shabbos, which is a problem. Yesh Matirin. Because what's the issue? Well, no problem of hachana. It's two kedushos, and therefore there's no problem of hachana. The only problem of hachana is from yom tov to yom tov, but there's no problem of hachana from yom tov to Shabbos. But the first shita holds that it's very similar. The issue is not that people just come to make a mistake and with other stuff, so therefore we just wouldn't do it. And not to even say okay, no, whatever. People will figure it out. There's a tefillah which is in the Siddurim, and they say Shana Bab Yerushalayim. That when they in Chutzar, it's common to say it after lunch, after the Siddur Hayom. Here in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, everyone's very preparing for Yom Tov. You jump into the sukkah on Shana Rabba, you have a small suda and say the Yiratzah, but also Lahachim B'Yom Tov, the Tzarech L'Yom Tov. If it's on the Chutz Aretz, it's also to go ahead and make him from one Yom Tov to the other. V'chein, also Lahavi L'Shulchanah, Tzassalim L'Bayis, Tzarech HaLayla, Lahavi Achana. Or in the shul, you can't go ahead and on Shmini Atzeres clear the shul out so you can start our kofas pretty quickly. You can't just stack up all the chairs and stuff. That's hachana for Simchas Torah. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, you can do that on Shana Rabba, and that's not a problem. But in Chutz Aretz, it is an issue. Tafresh Tavaches. Leil Shmini, Oimer Betfila Titin Lana with Yom Shmini Chaka Atzeres Azeh. The nusach of the mechaber is Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Hagav and other nogin she'ein omim Chag B'Shmini. The minig in Ashkenaz was not to we don't put Chag B'Shmini. Let me see b'shum makom shenikra Chag. We don't see anywhere it says Chag Hashmini. No such thing. Ela omim Yom Shmini Atzeres, and you don't say Chag. Now, the lemais is that the man used to say Chag. I mean, a bunch of Rachorin and Racholuk on the Ramah say we do find places where it's Karl Chag. For example, Samachta Mechagecha is talking about Shmini Atzeres. So it is Nikra Chag. And And so the Lamaise says is that the minig is the minig of the Mishnah Berurah brings a bunch of Acharyim, the Rashal, the Taz, whatever they are. They say the minig is like the Mechaber to say Chag Shmini Atzeres. But sorry, to say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. The Taz says to say Shmini Atzeres and Rashal Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. The Lamaise is either way, you say it, you open the siddur, whatever it says in there, your yotze. Even according to the Ramah, if you said chag, your yotze, it's just the question is what you should say. Shaila about, let's say, you said chag of Sukkos, right? We know if you said, on Sukkos, you said Pesach, you have to go back. It doesn't work. Shaila's about Shmini Atzeres. Interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to be machriya. He sort of says it's days in the achronim, and if you didn't finish the bracha, so then go back. He doesn't want to be machriya. They say that you are yodse b'di'evit if you said chakasukis. Obviously, if you didn't get to the end of the bracha, you should go back. You should go back and say the correct way. But if you finish the bracha, don't go back and don't you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? Because anyway, Shmini again, it's sort of like from the Ramah, it's not a chag, it's Shmini. What's Shmini? Shmini of Sukkos. So it's kosher to Sukkos. It's not like you're saying, Chag of Pesach. It's Shmini of Sukkos, so b'di'evad you'd be yotze if you said the wrong thing. Especially the person say if you had in mind to say Shmini Atzeres, but you'd say you'd have a siddur in front of you or whatever, say, and you said Sukkos, mind say Shmini Atzeres, it's also even better. Chutzlaretz oichlin b'sukkah b'laylu v'yom. Chutzlaretz you eat the sukkah b'laylu v'yom. B'nei shuv safik shvi, because it's good to safik shvi. Ve'eim evarchi al yeshivasa makachim ve'oimrim zman. However, you don't make yilei shev, but you do say shechianu. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the many Chassidim, is to not eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Shaila is why? Where does the minhag come from? It's Shulchan Aruch, it's whatever. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it could be the pshat is that they're samech on the fact. Obviously, there must be, I don't know the real reason, like, I'm sure there's a LP something or other. I do think the minig is generally to go ahead and to make Kiddush Shabbos on Yom Tov morning in the Sukkah to be Yotze this. But there are a couple of reasons I saw it brought down. The Rosh Hashanah says it could be because in Europe it was cold, so to sit in the Sukkah anyway, it's a Kiddush. So therefore, you're not going to have to push yourself on Shmini Atzeres when it's cold. It's not comfortable to go ahead and sit in the Sukkah. It's okay if you don't. If there's a different reason why, so okay, you don't sit there. You don't sit there. No chiv to push yourself like on first day Yom Tov. So therefore, they rely on that. I did bring down that the Satmar Rebbe said that the reason why is it's like chosen that since the Rebbe fears Tish and you have to do it in the Sukkah, so then. It's tafuv. It's all too crowded. No, it's mitzvah. Like I said, by a chassan, it's too many people. It's too crowded. So therefore, it's mitzvah. So you don't have to. It's not Rebbe's pshat. But like I said, I'm sure there are other reasons behind it. But there is what to be samech on for them not to sit in the sukkah. Shaila is nafkamina is if you're in a warm place and you could sit in the sukkah if you're hashulchan or. Let's say there's no Rebbe around, or I don't know, I'm sure there's other reasons, but this was, like I said, that's what they're knowing, and kol ish lefi minhago. Beis, shachris, matzin, shlishis. Also, this is not, it is a minig on Shmini Atzeres, alpi the Ari to do hakafos on Leil Shmini Atzeres. The shuls who do it, they do small hakafos. It's a little bit unclear, and I saw brought down, it's a little bit unclear about what's shot in the Ari, whether the Chaim Vital was made that he did a kafos at night. So what was he talking about? Some say he was talking about an Eretz Yisrael. It was Motzei Simchas Torah, and that's what the meaning of kafos shniyos come in. Some say he's talking about Shmini Atzeres and Tamar Chutzarts. Either way, there is a meaning to do some kafos on Shmini Atzeres. Shacharis motzein shlosha svarim. In Eretz Yisrael, Shacharis, you bring, take out three svarim. Korim be'echad mizayis abracha v'ad sefer Torah. The first sefer Torah you read from zayis abracha until the seif. Uvesheni breishis ad asher baril kim la'asayis. And you do from breishis. Uvashlishi yom shmini atzeres. Mafter avaya charis motz moshe. Why do we read breishis? So it's as the Torah says, a loymar in the course of the general minig that you make a siyum that you start the next sefer right away, so there shouldn't be any kitrugim. We'll see later on the different minhagim on Simchas Torah. But al kaponim, there is an inyan to be sure you have, a lot of shuls do. They have the They lay properly five aliyahs, like the bracha or whatever, not aliyahs, they lay three, whatever it is, in shul proper, like in a proper kriya satira, and everyone else, gets their aliyahs, it's not like in the shul, proper. You only bring out two sifrei Torah, nekorim be'echad chamisha, beparshas ve'ei, Habachor, you read from Kol Habachor, Vim Hushabas, Korim Shiva, Maskin Aser Taaser, you start from Aser Taaser, Vimafter Kori Besheni, Vim Shmini Atzeres, and the Maftir reads in the Korban Shmini Atzeres, Vimafter Bimalachi, Kol Shloima, it's a tefillah of Shloima, Melech, after he finished the Beis Hamikdash, which is interesting. I'll just say over one interesting nakuda that says the pasuk says it's a pasuk we say at the end of Hoshanas, every day of Hoshanas, that it says mishpat, but so mishpat of chol yom v'yom. It's in this haftarah. So the Malbim says a very interesting thing. He says, "What is mishpat yom v'yom?" I thought that, Mishpat is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What's Mishpat? Yom V'Yom. So he says a very interesting thing that for the people who are more rachok, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the king comes around once a year, comes to the town, and so that's when the mechaber, the kemelech, the yeshuva, whatever it is, the people who live in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who live very close to him. So every day they can get every day is a new day and a new mishpat or something or tova, whatever. It's a new din every day because you see the melech every day. So therefore, mishpat yom v'yom. It depends that even after everything's said and done, Shana Rabba and Chayim, whatever, the special maila of Shmini Atzeres is that we have a special kiva of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that even after everything's said and done, person's matzav can change. It's not, nothing's set. If we're one of the, live in this house, so to speak, we can, the gzeiros can change from day to day, and there's no reason to say, well, I didn't do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I don't know what to do. A person can, if he has, emunah and stuff, it can change any time. Matzir asfarim ve'omer kaddish. And they say Tfilas Geshem on Shmini Atzeres in Chutzaretz. Here they say it on Mimusav Simchas Torah. Hi, in Tafesh Samachtes. B'makom she'oisin shnei yamim tovim leil chi mekadshim yamim zman. So in Chutzaretz, when they do two yamim tovim, so then, if it's a leil chi, you make kiddush, you say shechianu, l'makom otzin shlosh esvarim. Going be'echad zeis abracha ad sefer Torah, like we said before in the last simin. Uvesheni breishis ad asher bara Elokim la'asos. Uvashlishi koryam after kama esmal. You read it. You read the maftir like the day before. Maftir vayhi achari mois. Moshe, but the haftarah is the first parsha in the Nevi'im. So if you're sure the hemshich, the achari mois Moshe, and you read that. And it's a meaning from the time of the Gaonim that they made, that they were misaki in this the last day of Sukkot to be called Simchas Torah, because in Eretz Yisrael it used to be they would finish laning. It was split up differently. They would finish laning every 3 years. It was in Bavel that they finished, that set the parashiyos up as we have them, and they finished once a year. And the Gaonim said, okay, if you finish once a year, we should finish it on Shmini Atzeres, and call it Simchas Torah, because, you know, it's Zman Kivah to Hashem, whatever it is. And they're misakin to make this yom into the day we finish the Torah. Shesmeichim. We make a Sudas Mishteh, the Gamer Shal Torah. It's all about the Simcha for the Torah, and brings it. And we have there's a lot of different minhagim, and a lot of the minhagim they have for Simchas Torah. It goes back many doros, and anything which is a Chavad Torah is it's a minik. We shouldn't Gabayim shouldn't play around. Well, I don't take whatever. If these are classic minhagim, you have to be nizar, because it's all covered a Torah. So therefore, you shouldn't mevatel anything. Nogin shehamasayim atayah maskel bereishis noidrim nedavoy sekorim laachem ilzasus mishte. And the minig is that the mesan chasim Torah and the chasim bereishis. They're noting the davos. I mean, they buy the liyas, whatever it is, and they invite the rest of the shul to a mishteh, which generally is done, after the Shabbos after of Nagu b'Medina Zelu, the Hoitzi b'Simchas Torah Arvis v'Shachris Kol Sifrei Torah shebehecha v'Oyin Zmiras v'Sishpachos. The meaning is to take all the Sifrei Torah out and to say. To sing and dance, and the meaning is to do hakafos with the Sifrei Torah, like they do during Sukkot. So we said by Sukkot, we said the ikr simcha is the hakafos. So too by Simchas Torah. The minig is to bring extra Sifrei Torah if they don't have enough, even psul Sifrei Torah psulim. Shaila is one of the shailas brought up is, can you sit down if everyone's dancing the Sifrei Torah? Can you sit down? So some say there's definitely a mile to stand the whole time. Some say if you have a Sifrei Torah you could sit down, but I don't see that. I've never seen anyone do that. And some say. There is an idea. I saw someone brought down that the person should stand when they're saying the Ana Hashem, or they're saying when they say the Hoshianas, whatever. That then the person, while they're walking around, a person should stand. But once they finish with that, they're dancing with the Sefer Torah. The only time you have to stand is when the Torah has not been koymoi. So that's Mekoyma already. Now they're dancing around or whatever. That's not called Bimavar of Makom Lamakom. It's Makom already, so you can be Makil and sit down. Obviously, it's better if a person can sit outside or a different room or to the side, whatever it is. If you're Indian. And the Hakafas, and a person should be Makbid at some point during the Hakafa, because it's called the Hakafa 2. To go around at least the bima on the Sefer Torah once, whether it's during the psukim or whether it's the dancing, that'd be considered a hakafa to be kind of the minig. Even a person can't dance, it's a kedai to go ahead and at least walk around. But akopanim, the minig is to do seven times, and the minig of the Ari and the Gro was to dance like David HaMelech, the kolcha in front of the Sefer Torah. And there's big inyanim with that. But kol mishum simcha v'nago ola harbois akurim v'sefer Torah. You call up a lot of different people. Koring parsha achas harbe pa'omim and iser b'davar. And you go over and over again. And every shul has its own minig and how to get everything in without it going later and later. I do think there's the idea of tirchat b'tzibura. You have to cheshbin. But every shul has they make cheshbonos like that. But nago likvois kol anarim v'sefer Torah. The meaning is to call all the kids for an aliyah by the Sefer Torah, according to Lehem Parshas HaMalach HaGoyel, and the meaning is to go ahead and to put a talis over everyone, like a big chuppah, and everyone's nichlal in Kol Na'arim. Ali, there is a minhag for kids to get aliyah separately. I don't know. It's not brought down anywhere in any post game. They all bring out Kol Na'arim, which is one thing where they went ahead and they did one aliyah for everyone. But Lamaisa, kids are allowed to go ahead and get aliyahs on Simchas Torah. So therefore, that's where the minhag started. But of course, again, Tircha de Tzibur, you know, if everyone has, you know, their 10 kids and every 5-year-old saying, whatever, you have to cheshbon these things out. Anyway, so they do a chuppah and they say, Amalach HaGoyel, V'layla Korim B'Sefer Torah and Adarim Shefer Torah. The minig was Kriyas HaTorah B'layla. It used to be different. It used to be they read a few different parshiyos that people usually would buy, like V'yitin, because it's about brachos and things. V'yitin lecha, the Mishra brings Amalach HaGoyel, V'yichulu, Yivarecha, Mato. They would just read a bunch of different psukim. However, the minhag now is just to read the Vezayis HaBracha at night, and there is a minhag to go ahead and to take the Sefer Torah and do Hagba flipped, so everyone sees Iksav, L'chavad HaTorah. There's at night, during the day, and obviously the place can bring down that it should be done by someone who can do it and not someone who can't do it. But they question and they say, however, the kavod should, you know, what's the bigger kavod? Giving the hakva to someone, you know, someone who's a Talmud Chacham, or to some, you know, big guy who was not inside Talmud Chacham, but he's a construction worker and has, you know, strong arms. Okay, Yishlodim was Al Kobishun Simcha. Avakad Yishoimrim, sorry, but Oid Nagal the Sai Matar, Avakotan Ha'oila. Like I said, the Kotan is mutter to go ahead and get an Aliyah. He's even allowed to get Chasan Torah. A person, a father wants to buy Chasan Torah for his son. Go ahead for his, you know, his 7-year-old, Gvaltik. There are people who say it really should be the Talmud Chacham, even more than the Chasam Bereshis, that's why they give it to the Rav or whatever. However, since nowadays the Chazan lanes it, so it doesn't make a difference who goes up, you can even have a cotton. But the meaning is to give it to the Rav or to, you know, or, you know, the biggest Talmud Chacham there. Where there's only 2 Sifrei Torah, Korim Bereshit of Zoyis HaBracha, Uvashniya Bereshit, and you read Zoyis HaBracha, and the second one you read Bereshit. Nechoizim V'leikhim Arishon on Yana Shalom, and you take the first one, you roll it for Yana Shalom. Nechain Oisim Kol Makom, the Be'ina Shalosha Sifrei Torah, Ve'ein Lehim Rak Shtayim, throughout all Or Chaim, whenever there's a situation, a Yom Tov, or a time you need 3 Sifrei Torah, and you only have 2, so then you read the first parsha, and you read the second parsha, and you take the first Sefer Torah in the meantime, and you roll it back to wherever it needs to be read. So, in Messiah, the Ramah says, this is the end of Hilchos Lulav, and whatever, Peseder. Didn't think too much, because I realized,